Hi, welcome to Visual Studio Toolbox. I'm your host, Robert Green, and my guest today is May Lang. Hey, May.
Hey, Robert.
Welcome back.
Nice to have me here again.
So May was on, it was episode 6, if I believe. Yes, episode 6 of this show, all the way back in July of last year.
More than a year.
Yeah. And May was on to show us the all-in-one code framework and the sample browser.
Yes.
And that was very cool. I could tell people to go watch that episode, and then you'll just show us what's new, but I'm going to be nice. And May is going to review the all-in-one code framework and the sample browser, and then you're going to show us what's new in the latest version of the sample browser for Visual Studio 2012, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So all-in-one code framework is a free code sample library driven by developers' needs. So it's a project we started 3 years ago inside CSS, engineering and community online team in partnership with CTS developer support team. So we all know that, you know, developers, they always want to, you know, they hunger for more samples,
right?
Give me more. And then they want the samples that can help, you know, solve their real world programming challenges, right? So we inside CSS, you know, we listen into MSDN forums, support calls, as well as other social media channels, try to identify all the, you know, sample ideas. And then we review and triage those sample ideas together with CTS engineers. And then we write code samples based on our own, you know, coding guidance. And then we publish all those samples into MSDN code sample library.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So in the past 3 years, we have published over 1,000 samples.
Excellent.
With over 7 million downloads. That's a huge achievement.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, thanks.
So this is to complement the documentation, complement what people are doing on websites and blogs and whatever. These are standalone code samples that people can go get.
Yes, yes. So now that we have, you know, a large body of samples, I think that kind of solve, you know, one side of the problem. So now our developers, they can find more samples.
Mm-hmm.
But how can we make these samples more discoverable for them?
Right.
They can find them easily, you know, can download and manage those. So that's the motivation behind the sample browser application. And I think last year, you know, we showed, you know, the older version, how does it work.
Yeah.
And so
before we look at the sample browser, show me where on the web those samples are. So can you get to them from the web,
so
right?
So actually, yeah, it's all those samples we're publishing to MSDN, you know, code sample gallery.
Okay.
Okay, let me do a search. MSDN code gallery.
MSDN code gallery.
Yeah. So here you can see there's
code.msdn.microsoft.com.
Yeah, there are over 4,000 samples over there. And all in one code framework, we contribute more than 1,000 samples there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So now I'm inside Visual Studio. I leave Visual Studio. I go to that website. I can look up samples.
Yeah, that's not a good experience.
But there's a better way.
Yeah, this is a better way. So last year we showed inside Visual Studio we have an extension where, you know, when developers, they're inside, you know, Visual Studio doing coding and they want to find out how to use the API, they can go straight from there.
Mm-hmm.
And then this year, you know, we collaborated with the Visual Studio Code Gallery team as well as Visual Studio product team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've made tremendous progress, you know, trying to evolve the sample browser, you know, searching experience.
Right.
So we have a lot more new features. So I want to, before we go into the demo, I really want to say special thanks to Stephen Wilson. He's the PM on the MSDN Code Gallery team.
Mm-hmm.
So he helped enable, you know, a lot of great, you know, platform and then allow us to do a richer, you know, search. And then also, Anthony Cangelosi, he's the Visual Studio Extensibility PM.
Mm-hmm.
He provided a lot of professional suggestions to enable us to make our extension really a native part of Visual Studio.
Cool.
So right. Thanks to
both
them.
Good guys, yeah, absolutely. Okay.
So, yeah, probably I'll start off with like where we left off last time.
Okay.
So inside Visual Studio, let's say, you know, we're programming, we want to find out how to use a particular API, right? So instead of go to that website, you know, do search. So right from here, you can, you know, right click to launch, you know, search code sample. So this will launch the sample browser inside, Visual Studio itself.
And to get that, you downloaded the sample browser extension from the code gallery.
The sample browser extension is available in the code gallery.
Okay.
From here. There
it is.
And also, we also have an official all-in-one code framework blog site.
Okay.
Where you go there, you can find out, you can also, there's a standalone version as well you can download.
Okay.
And also, there's a download location for the latest Visual Studio extension as well. Okay, now we're back into Visual Studio.
Okay, and we searched for enable visual styles and
It knows we're inside a C# project,
uh-huh.
So it will, you know, filter the C# programming language for us, and then we can see all the samples here, and then you can look at the details of the sample,
mm-hmm.
and the location, last update time, you know, the ratings, and how many, you know, downloads we have, and then you can download the samples right from here.
Okay.
So cool. After you download a sample, we can actually open the sample right here. It will open up the sample in a new Visual Studio instance, so it won't mess up with your current project, right? And then, so the search, we also enhanced a lot. So in addition to keyword, we mentioned Visual Studio, the programming languages, right? You can also search for Visual Studio version, and you can search for a specific author, for example, all-in-one code framework.
Yeah,
and then
okay.
You can also, you know, search by affiliation and all the cool stuff. And then we also have a completely redesign of the sample browser. So we can look at, you know, the first page. We have this beautiful UI.
Yeah.
And then enable you to search, you know, by different technologies like ASP.NET Silverlight or, you know, Windows 8, you know, samples from here. So the new sample browser actually enabled the search across the entire MSDN code sample gallery.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, the version only showed our own all-in-one code framework sample, which is
right.
limited,
okay.
right? And then let's go back to the search and download feature. So we talk about the rich experience of search. So we can download a single sample, and then we can also multi-select and, you know, download several of them. And then we can also add them to the favorite folder, so we can search, and then you can also share the sample with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of features. So let's say you do a comprehensive search and then you still cannot find the samples you want, right? In that case, we have a sample request service where you can go here, you know, click on the link. It will take us to the sample request portal. So today we're hosting on CodePlex, but recently we worked with the Visual Studio Code Gallery team.
Mm-hmm.
So they launched a sample request service forum, you know, inside Code Gallery.
Okay.
So in the near future, we're going to all do the, you know, publish all our sample ideas to there as well. So, you know, the community can look at it and vote it and help us decide, you know,
right.
which are the priorities.
Or potentially even help
potential
write
sample.
Some, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So back to here, I mentioned that, you know, we can launch the sample browser from, you know, inside Visual Studio IDE. We can also launch from the file menu. And then another couple enhancements is we can actually search from the toolbar here.
Okay.
For example, you search for Azure samples. So it will, you know, show you all
those
samples.
Right?
Yes. And then in Visual Studio 2012, there's a new feature called Quick Launch.
Yes.
So we also work with Visual Studio team, you know, to write, you know, kind of a, you know, provider for this. So we can say, let's say, what do you want to search?
I want to search because I've been playing around with authentication and Windows Store apps.
Okay.
Web authentication.
Web
authentication, because there's this web authentication broker.
Okay, you want to look for that sample?
So, yeah.
So let's do that. So the first one is launch sample browser to search for code samples. Let's hit enter.
There it is, the web authentication.
Is that the
sample
you're looking for?
That's the one.
Okay.
So those are the samples that Windows 8 ships as part of the Windows 8 SDK. There's like 300 and something of them.
Yes.
And they're also in the code gallery.
Yes.
So this thing will search across those as well.
Yeah,
that's
the entire
cool.
MSDN code gallery. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So that's the location. And also, for quick launch, actually, there's a setting here I can show you very quickly. So you can see that there's a, you know, we have a code sample provider here. So that's why, you know, when we do search, you know, web authentication, it will trigger the search in our sample browser.
Cool.
Yeah. And also, as I mentioned,
and that's added when you install the extension.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I also mentioned...
I just like to make sure that people understand when we're showing something inside Visual Studio,
yes,
like that those things are enabled after you install the extension.
Yes.
I don't want anybody going to Visual Studio, typing...
Hoping
sample
they can
in the quick
find
launch,
that.
And they don't find it, and they go, ah,
yeah, that's part of the Visual Studio extension, the extension we built.
Yep.
And also, as I mentioned, we work with the Visual Studio team, you know, to have, you know, the integrated experience, the look and feel, as well as in the experience. So from experience perspective, so inside Visual Studio, in Visual Studio 2012, the Visual Studio team did a great job. They provide a lot of built-in sample features where people can, you know, search sample and then create a new project based on an existing sample,
mm-hmm.
right? So here inside for the our sample browser extension, so we're providing the same experience for customers, meaning when we download the sample from here, it actually get installed into the same Visual Studio template location where
nice.
You can look for like tools, extension and updates. So you can actually search from here. Let's see, what's the sample we download? Web authentication broker, right? Let's search for broker.
So that shows up in the extensions and updates, so you
yes.
can uninstall it from there. You'll also be alerted if there's updates to that,
yes.
which is
so if there's
very
updates,
cool.
you will get a notification, and you have the choice of whether click on that update button
right.
or not,
mm-hmm.
right?
And then that's now in the project template, so if you say file new project, those two are listed. Is that right?
File new project.
And you go down to...
Is that template or online?
Samples, I thought. Samples.
Yeah.
Yep, there it is.
So it's the exact same experience over here.
So once you download that sample, you can create a brand new project based on that.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's because when we download from our sample browser application, we put it in the same location in the Visual Studio template
mm-hmm.
file, so we have the same experience. On the other hand, when we download, you know, we did store a local copy of it, so when you opened up Visual Studio, we opened up that local copy outside of, you know, the existing Visual Studio instance.
Yeah, but putting it in the project templates means if you want to play around with it without wrecking the original one.
Yes.
I mean, you can just copy and paste. I don't know why anybody wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah,
but this is a little bit shorter.
Yeah, so this, the local setting, you can actually set it. There's a settings. You can pick where to you know, store the local sample.
Mm-hmm.
So while we're here, you know, I also want to show you that besides English, we also localized the sample browser into Chinese and Japanese. So let's switch to Japanese language. So actually, our Japanese MVPs help us localize this. So I want to say thanks to them
nice
as well.
For them.
Yeah. So let's switch back to English.
So if we want additional localized versions, we'll encourage the MVPs to do that. So
yeah. So and then the community can also send the request to
mm-hmm.
onecode@microsoft.com.
Okay.
So we were trying to get a resource lined up. If we see a particular language, there's a high request, very popular.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to do that as well.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. So another thing I want to show is really the integrated look and feel. So in Visual Studio, we have a, you know, let's go to two options. We have a, you know, a light color theme and a darker color theme. So let's say we want to switch to darker theme. And then our extension will just, you know, switch as well.
Okay.
So give you a very seamless experience
mm-hmm.
over here.
Cool. And what are your plans in the future for this? What are you thinking?
Yeah, so we have gone a long way by working with the Code Gallery team and the Visual Studio team. And we will never stop innovating.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the top requests, you know, for us is, you know, what about offline search? So today, all the search are based on online. You're connected to the internet, right? So what if you're, you know, disconnected, and also in some enterprise, you know, for some enterprise customers, you know, there's a proxy setting restricting
mm-hmm.
them to, you know, access all the online samples. So it will be very useful for them. So based on the popular request, you know, for the next version, we're going to enable the offline search.
Offline search, but if you
sample
find
search.
Something and you're offline, how do you get it?
In the offline means it's in our local repository.
So you would download all the samples locally?
Yes. Oh. And then you can do your local search.
Okay.
Provide the same experience to you.
Cool. So sort of like you do with help, right?
Yes.
Got it. And then if there's updates, you would download the updates.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. So another popular request is code snippet search. So today our sample browser really have to download the whole sample, right? Download everything. But a lot of times when I'm writing code, I just want to find out how to achieve a specific functionality. And in some cases, we just copy code, copy and paste the code snippet will be helpful. I don't have to download the whole thing. That's also a very popular request. So we're going to add that in the next version. So, finally, Windows 8 just launched today, right? So, and we also have a lot of people asking, hey, are you guys going to provide a Windows 8 store version of the sample browser?
Mm-hmm.
And definitely, we are working on that as well, because we're trying to provide a enjoyable, and a fun learning experience for developers as well.
I'm looking to relax at the end of the day. Nothing says enjoyment and fun more than searching through code samples.
Yeah, sit on your couch and then, with Surface, and then
you
type, for example, you want to learn web authentication, and then you can browse.
They tell me that, the Surface is great for movies, it's great for videos and music. Forget it.
Yeah,
who needs any of that? Searching for code samples, that's where it's at.
Yes. And using all-in-one code framework
That's
sample
exactly
browser.
That's exactly right. Yes. Cool. Well, thanks so much for showing us this stuff.
Thank you for having me here.
If you are a current user of the all-in-one code framework and the sample browser, make sure you go get the updated version for 2012. And if you're not using this, go get it and use it. There are a lot of great samples out there, and this makes it really easy to find them.
Yeah, thank you. If you have any requests, feedback, send it to onecode@microsoft.com.
Awesome. Thanks again.
Thank you, Robert.
See you next time on Visual Studio Toolbox.
Bye.